This is Dr. Olivero dictating in on David Weiss. The last name is W-E-I-S. This is a clinical case of an 89-year-old white male that is and has been following the practice because of CKD stage 3A. The patient has a background of arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and he has a serum creatinine that is 1.71 compared to 1.41 that was in that laboratory workup that was done on June of 2023. The patient has been in very stable condition. He doesn't have any urinary problems, obstructions, and most importantly, in the urinalysis is completely negative. There is no activity in the urinary sediment, and the protein creatinine ratio is less than 100 milligrams per gram of creatinine. I think that the deterioration of the kidney function is most likely associated to hemodynamic changes. Following number. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension that is under control. 120 over 80 is the blood pressure reading today. Following number, he has a vitamin D deficiency with supplementation. Following number, benign prostatic hypertrophy. He has a PSA that was reported 29. This patient has been with elevated PTAs throughout the last 20 years of his life. Two sets of prostate biopsies have been done, and he says that the last one was so traumatic that he is not willing to go through that process anymore. For that reason, the referral or further workup is not going to be done because the patient is reluctant to do so. Following number, the patient has a history of coronary artery disease without any exacerbation. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease without any esophagitis. He's taking omeprazole. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The triglyceride side 130. The cholesterol is 150. LDL 72. HDL is 52. Very stable patient. At this point, we are going to give an appointment to see us in 6 months with the laboratory workup. We invested reviewing the lab and comparing with the prior biopsies and the prostate history. We invested the 13 minutes in the face-to-face, 18 minutes. In the documentation, 8 minutes. We're going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with lab.